David, if you could explain to us the science now behind teleportation, how does it work? How did they come up with these theories in order to even begin to think about breaking down particles and sending them to a different section?
Okay, well, let's go back to Star Trek, first of all, since we all kind of have this picture in our mind. In the Star Trek transporter, we do the scanning, okay, like a powerful medical scanner, okay, a 3D scanner. We turn that information into like a data matrix or a blueprint, if you like. We store that in a giant computer memory. We send it to where we need it together with a stream of matter or energy, and we reassemble the thing at the other end or the person at the other end. Okay. Now, the beauty of that is you get to keep the original if you want, so you could use it as a replicator. It's non-destructive. Okay. The problem is you can't scan exactly, because when you get right down to the basic level, the quantum level, the subatomic level, when you scan something, you change what you're scanning in an unknowable way, and that's a fundamental part of quantum physics. It's the result of something called the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. And, you know, in Star Trek, they have these things called Heisenberg compensators. They've got the whole technobabble going here. So, you know, that's supposed to, you know, adjust for the fact that you can't scan at the quantum level. The trouble is, you can't build a Heisenberg compensator. It violates all the physics we know. Okay, so Star Trek transportation might be okay for inanimate objects where you don't need a perfect copy, but maybe for living things it's not going to be good enough, you know. So now we get onto the scientific teleportation, the quantum teleportation that we have today. And I mentioned before that word entanglement, okay, and that's the key thing. Einstein called it spooky action at a distance, and he didn't believe it happened. But now we know it actually works. And what the basics of this is, you bring two particles together. You know, we might be talking about electrons, photons, whatever, something really small. Okay, you either create these particles together or you bring them together, and you create this entanglement. What that means is they're like telepathic twins. So they're no longer really two separate things. They're really one entity, one system. Okay, and you can separate these two particles in the future. Whatever you do to one has an instantaneous effect on the other, whether it's, you know, in another room of the lab, or it's on the other side of the galaxy, the other side of the universe. It has an instantaneous effect on the other one. And this entanglement is the basis of teleportation. Okay, so you need a source of these entangled particles, pairs of these particles. You interact one half of the entangled particles with the object you want to teleport. Okay? That's, and then you send the other bunch of entangled particles to wherever you want to reconstitute the object. Okay? The original is destroyed because the entangled particles effectively suck all the information out of it. And at the same time, that information is instantaneously transferred to the other group of entangled particles at the destination, and that information is used to reconstitute the object. Okay, now that's the basis of it. It's this entanglement process, this spooky action at a distance that allows you to suck out the information in one place and recreate it somewhere else.
How do these minds put that together, David?
How did the scientists, you mean, that discovered this thing?
Yes.
Well, you know, it came together, the idea for this came together back in 1992, and there was a group of scientists, about half a dozen of them, who attended this conference, and they were specialists. Some of them were specialists in quantum information, you know, this embryonic science of quantum computers. Some of them were quantum physicists. And at that conference, after the conference, they started talking, and they realized they had the elements of this process in their minds. They went to one of the guy's offices, Gilles Brassard, who works at the University of Montreal, where this conference was taking place, and they spent several hours, you know, talking about it, sketching the ideas on a whiteboard, and out of that, this whole business of entanglement and how you can transfer information back and forth emerged, and the next day they realized that they had the theory for teleportation in their hands. And then they collaborated, and the following year they wrote a paper, and that was really the description of the first teleportation device. And then several years later, it was actually affected in the laboratory and brought to life.